Trumpeter! Trumpy! We are going to play. He's been waiting. He's been back about 3 weeks now, waiting with bated breath. Somebody said he blew the trumpet last week. I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I did hear it in Broward County, though. I wasn't going to happen.
All right, Peter.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Nice to have you here. Give us a little ditty there.
First of all, I would like to give you some explanations what this is. President Tom, fellow artillery. I guess you are Rotarians, okay? Fellow Rotarians, thank you for the opportunity of this short presentation. This instrument, which I brought this time from Germany, not from US eBay, has been traditionally and actually a hunter's bugle, which belongs to the equipment of many German hunters. The name of the bugle is Fürstplesshorn. Fürstpless is translated Duke of Pless. He used to be a senior Forstmeister under the regiment of the emperors William the First and William the Second, which were in Prussia and emperors of Germany. This rank of Forstmeister can be compared with senior forestry commission officer. This horn is valveless. You cannot play a chromatic a tone scale. So don't expect too sophisticated melodies now. You have only five natural tones on this instrument. The instrument comes from the military history. It was used in the past centuries by the military, infantry, cavalry, artillery, and so on. Today, it is no longer used by the military because the instruments the military is using today are too noisy, so it would be useless to blow the bugle during combat. But during the hunt, it is very important. In Germany, in fall time, as it is now, there are many hunts, and for the organization of the hunt and for the security, it is very important to have these bugles. You have 100 people attending such a hunt, and if imagine they all walk back and forth with a loaded rifle in the terrain, that there must be some regulation. There must be a moment when everybody has shooting authority, and there must be a moment where everybody must finish and stop shooting. So there are signals to control all these hunts, especially after the hunt. In the evenings, there is the honoring custom of all the caught animals. They are laying on the ground, and every animal gets then a specified a traditional signal, like rabbit or bear or wolf or whatever you have, or Prussian or Bavarian. I have prepared for you three of these signals. There are many more, but I guess you don't have so much time.
That's true.
So I will present to you now three signals. The first of them is deer. The second is chemise. I try to find out who of you knows the animal chemise. The chemise is a ma. Good. This candidate has 100 points. Chemise is mountain goat. And the last signal is wild boar. Everybody knows the wild boar. We have many wild boars in Bavaria now. Now, signal for deer. Mountain goat. at last signal, and this concludes my presentation if there are not 10 more questions. Whiteboard.
Good morning, Rotarians.
Good morning.